This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by Mark Burton from Immunodynamics to talk about colostrum. Then we're going to change it up when we are joined by Jeff Colvin to talk about his new book, Talent is Overrated, What Really Separates World-Class Performance from Everybody Else. And that's later in the show. But let's get started right away. How you doing, Mark Burton?
I'm fine, Carl. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, a pleasure. And I let me give a little back history, first of all. My audience knows that I'm a huge proponent of colostrum, but it's hard to get if you have to wait for someone to have a baby calf. And so having access to colostrum year-round is important, in my humble opinion. And I have sought out a colostrum company that I talked about on the show for a very long time, but didn't want to give away the ghost until I knew for sure they were coming aboard, because I believe that they are single best colostrum producer in the world, and that is Immunodynamics and Mark Burton's company. And so, first of all, I want to thank you for being involved with the show, because I'm a huge fan and proponent of using colostrum, and also for the methods and quality standards that your company adheres to. So let's get started. First of all, tell me about Immunodynamics and how it was founded.
Well, the genesis was back in the late 50s when the founder, Dr. Richard Cochran, was in vet school. He did his ancillary or his extracurricular work in the lymphatic system, studying white blood cell populations. And that was the beginning of his intrigue. Then in about, I believe, 63, he started to practice, and he was a very ambitious man, and he decided that he was going to not drive around in a pickup truck and treat sick animals. His practice was going to be preventative in nature, and which was not common at all at the time. So he worked with things like water quality, feed quality, the environmental situations of the animals. He was a big proponent of vaccinations, too, which is, you know, there are ups and downsides, particularly in pets, but in humans to some extent. But in livestock, it's still a hallmark of immunology.
So this began the process for a standardized colostrum product, correct?
It did. There was an opportunity there of necessity. There's antibiotic resistance to bacteria that he saw firsthand, you know, very early on in the early 60s. And he also witnessed some allergic reactions of people consuming the residues.
And so what was it about colostrum that, in his humble opinion, sparked his desire to work so hard to do something that really hadn't been done prior, and that was to standardize colostrum to offer. And these are very small amounts, by the way, that he was using with these animals, correct?
That is correct. One thing is likely to work a Paul Ehrlich, who was, in my opinion, one of the greatest scientists of the last several hundred years, in his work on immune responses. Excuse me. And immune milk. Additionally, there was a piece of research that happened at that time, and I have spent years of my life looking for this thing because it's of historical interest to me. And what they did was, these were some vets in Australia, and they performed, what they did essentially was swab. The cats are born without antibodies at all, unlike humans. And colostrum was almost exclusively known for passive transfer of antibodies, giving the cats the antibodies that they don't have. Anyway, they swabbed the mucosal surfaces of these cats, but did not allow them to ingest the colostrum. And they observed an immune response, which is, you know, quote-unquote, an immune response. And that's why I want this paper so bad. It's a big piece of our history. I've not been able to locate it. So the implication there is that there is much more going on than just antibodies and the, you know, humoral type of immune function that it's known for. So I think that was, you know, an important prod to go down that avenue.
And prior to this, really, there was no one that was standardizing colostrum, right? There was no, I mean, colostrum was available to calves during a few short window period of time in the first few days, and then it pretty much dissipated. And no one was saying, hey, you know what, we need to make this available on an ongoing basis for longer prior to his research, right?
No, there really wasn't. I think there was some work by Salk, actually, in the 50s, but it was
really
not of commercial consequence. And I'd have to review on that sometime. I don't remember as much as I wish, but I believe that to be true, but look, not on a commercial scale.
Here's what I want to do. We're actually going to take a break early, and I'm going to tell you why. You probably can't tell this from your end, but the connection we have isn't the best in the world, and you're clipping a little bit, and I know that that could cause some discomfort for the people who are listening to the show. So here's what I want to do. I want to take a commercial break early. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Mark Burton, and we'll have a better connection, I can promise you. In the meantime, you can take advantage of the fantastic product that Immunodynamics makes on the Supreme Radio website. It's called Percoba, and you have a special offer there right now. If you buy the Extra Edge, which is the Percoba powder colostrum, you'll also get a free bottle of colostrum lozenges, as well as this really cool little portable electric mixer. This is not a shaker bottle. This is actually something that you put into a glass or into a bottle, and it's a little blender, a little pocket blender. You get all of that for free when you buy a single bottle of the Extra Edge colostrum. Go to superhumanradio.com. Check out that offer in the meantime, and we'll be right back with more.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're just trying to get a clear line with Mark Burton. Just sit tight for a second. Okay, sorry about that. For those of you who've been hanging on patiently. Okay, we've got Mark Burton back on the line. Hopefully this is a clear connection. If not, we're going to have to work with it the way it is. So anyway, when we went into the break, we were talking a little bit about the necessity that led to the production of this colostrum product. Let's talk a little bit about some of the science behind colostrum. There's a lot of it. Let's talk first about immune system function in humans, most specifically. What kind of evidence is there that supplementing with colostrum can actually aid in immune system function?
Well, there's a lot of evidence out there. Some that we have performed ourselves clinically is even with the small dosing, we see increases in hematocrit, which is red and white cell volume. And some people think you don't want a high white cell count, but you do. I mean, you know, if it's in response to an infection, it's indicating an infection. But just a high white count in and of itself is a good thing. It's a protective mechanism. We also see changes in, they're called clusters of differentiation. They're CD, they're markers on white blood cells. And they demonstrate the ability to do various things, such as leave the bloodstream. Well, first, let's back up one. That they have memory. And they can show, a individual cell can show various amounts of memory, which can be enhanced and is by the use of colostrum. You can also have a higher percentage of the white blood cells have memory. Then there are things that have to transpire for them to leave the bloodstream, which are improved. Then the migratory ability through tissue is also improved. And not only in humans have we seen this, but we have seen us feeding small amounts of colostrum back to 1,400-pound dairy cows.
And that's the shocking part. That's the shocking part. I mean, the amount of colostrum that you're using in these dairy cows to see results is so much less than what humans tend to take for the next topic I'd like to cover, which is performance and recovery, right?
Yes, it is. It is. It doesn't take as much to affect the innate immune functions as much product as it does to accomplish some of the I look at recovery more than I do performance. Performance is increased. But in the long run, it's the ability to get back to your workouts that increases your performance.
Right. And there has been some really good research just recently that's been published on colostrum's ability to enhance performance, both in endurance athletes as well as strength athletes. Have you had a chance to look at any of that research? Just curious.
Yeah, I have some, and I was hoping we could discuss some of that at another time. But give me just
No, we can. I don't need to get into that right now. Because you're right, we can discuss that at a later time. But I'm just curious if you, when you look at any of that research, do you find that that holds true to some of the anecdotal evidence that you see from people who use the Percoba products?
Oh, absolutely. I do have some customers that are very heavy trainers, power lifter type athletes. And they have went up. They claim 5% or so in their strength. But what they really like, and we see this in the cyclists that purchase from us too, in particular in the cyclists, is the ability to get back after it really hard in a shorter period of time. And there is some work out there where I think this was done in cyclists too, where they essentially run them out to exhaustion, and the times possibly in some of these trials weren't improved that much, but the second bout, 20 minutes later, was significantly improved. So, I was talking about recovery, but also performance in the short term, if you have to go back at it right away, very hard.
There are some powerful growth factors that seem to remain intact in colostrum and seem to be able to get through the gut wall from a lot of the research done on colostrum. Those growth factors have to play a role in athletic performance from the standpoint of increasing muscle size or hypertrophy. Any anecdotal evidence on that in both humans and in bovine?
There certainly is, but I don't really know that the mechanism of whether your IGF and IGF superfamily would be primarily what you're referring to.
Yeah, and I am. That's it. And there's also that's exactly what it is. There seems to be an increase in IGF-1 as well as IGF-1E, which I think some people call mechanogrowth factor, during the consumption of colostrum.
I believe that it's a bit like some of the antibody phenomenon. And antibodies in colostrum, other than the fact they will tell you something about the quality of the raw material and processing, are overrated in their physiological aspects, the benefits to the recipient. But I'm going to give you an analogy. We, in one of these trials, we were using extremely small amounts of colostrum in humans. And their own antibody titers went up significantly. My recollection is 7 to 10%. Now, it was not a function of absorbing these antibodies. It was a function of creation of your own antibodies.
In response to the colostrum, you're saying?
Yes. And I recently read one that a piece of research that implied that the same thing happens with IGF. Now, I have not seen enough to know whether that is true or not, but I can subscribe to that line of thinking.
Right. What do you think makes immunodynamics different or sets you guys apart from the rest of the industry? I mean, I worked very, very hard to find you guys because I found that there were a lot of people out there who were positioning themselves as either selling or producing colostrum that when I really dug deeper, I found that they weren't producing it themselves. And quite frankly, their sources varied by availability. So they weren't committed to one quality product over another. They just wanted to make sure they had colostrum to sell. But in your opinion, from the inside of the industry, looking out, what you know about the production process, where you source the raw materials from, and every step of the way, what do you think the real core competency is of immunodynamics as compared to the other ones out there?
Well, there's three things that, at least three things, that will make a colostrum product good or better than the rest or poor. And the first is raw materials, no silk purse from sow's ear. And my father discovered early on that when he started using colostrum in his livestock populations, that the derivatives, in that case he was using a whey fraction because a lot of it was going in subcutaneously. What he discovered was that the first milking not only created the best results, and these would have been like respiratory-type infections would be a lot of the problems that he would have encountered, but also the most consistent results, the best and most consistent results. So since our inception in incorporated in 1979, we have been truly... And not just saying it, we use first milking colostrum, and we also use it from mature cows.
So, one of the slogans of the company is that this is first six hour colostrum. So, in other words, the most concentrated, most effective source of colostrum is that which the mom gives in that first feeding cycle when that baby first connects to the teat. That is really where the highest concentration of all the good things about colostrum occur, right?
That's true. It is important to remember that the colostrum is produced prior to birth, not after.
Ah, okay.
The colostrum, several things happen. Just the hormonal changes of giving birth cause milk to start being produced, which dilutes the colostrum. There's actually reabsorption for a period of time by the dam, the mother cow. And additionally,
that's interesting. I never knew
milking
that.
I never knew that the colostrum
production preceded the birth. That in and of itself is an educational process for me.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I think it's important to remember is that the bioactive components of colostrum are not produced in the alveoli of the udder. They are the udder changes, and it's a thing called the tight spaces, and it actually allows bioactive components to migrate from the mother's bloodstream. They are not produced in the udder. They come from the bloodstream.
Interesting. All right, so this is first six-hour colostrum. In other words, first 6 hours after the colostrum is actually produced, right? That's when you guys are going after it.
After calving.
After calving. Okay.
After calving.
Okay. And so it seems to me that one adherence to that one standard would limit your availability of raw materials.
Well, it certainly does. I mean, the vast majority use two collections, and their products have value. They're just not working with as potent of raw material. And then, of course, there are people that claim first milking because other people do, people that freely admit they milk the cow and then feed the calf and then milk her again 16
and then use that for the colostrum. Yeah, and see, and this is the problem. You know, it has to be a core belief of a company to tell the truth. A lot of times you can't find out this sort of information, especially in this sort of process. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other core competencies. You said there were three of them. I think we just addressed one right now as far as the first six-hour collection. And then we'll get deeper into the discussion with colostrum. We're talking with Mark Burton right now. We're talking about their product, which is called Percoba. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Percoba banner ad, you can take advantage of an amazing opportunity to get a bottle of I'm being warned about something here. You can get a bottle of Extra Edge colostrum and also get a free bottle of colostrum lozenges, as well as a really, really neat little mixer for the purchase of a bottle of colostrum. And when we come back, we're going to have another opportunity for those of you who want to use even higher doses, and we're going to talk about doses when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're back on track.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms.
They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think you're that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone immaculate.
Welcome back. We're talking right now with Mark Burton. Later in the show, we'll be talking to Jeff Colvin about his new book. And it's Talent is Overrated, What Really Separates World-Class Performers from everyone else. If I sound a little distracted today, I am. We have so much going on with a new server being installed and emails not working and challenges with phone connections. But we are back on track here. So, Mark, we talked about one of the core values of Immunodynamics that sets it apart from lots of other companies out there. What are some of the other ones?
Hey, can you refresh me on what your second guest is going to talk about? Because you just mentioned something that's important to this company.
Okay. Talent is overrated. What really separates world-class performers from everybody else?
Well, you know, it's hard to duplicate talent, and the best performers will have a certain amount of talent as well. But You have to care about what you're doing. If you're just going through the motions, you're not going to do the best. And there's a phrase that I have despised all my life, and that phrase is good enough. And fortunately, the people that I work with here have really bought into this. And they were that way somewhat before they came here, because they're fine people. But we are serious about the you mentioned continually refined in our ad. We are all about continuous improvement. It's not enough that we have the lowest levels of destruction during process in the industry, in the world. We try to cut them continually. So anyway, I thought that kind of went hand in hand with a little bit about this company.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something interesting about this colostrum. So I've tried a lot of colostrum products out there over a period of time when I started to search for colostrum products. And one of the things I noticed about your colostrum is it does not have a – many colostrums have a bitter, almost metallic taste to them or aftertaste. Your colostrum seems to almost have a buttery flavor to it. Why is that? What is it that's unique about your colostrum that produces this this different taste?
Well, it's handling of the raw materials. You have to handle them correctly. You have to collect them cleanly, take care of them while you're getting them to be cooled down. It's a dairy product. They have to be transported in such a manner that's appropriate for the type of product it is. And you are right. It is the best tasting colostrum in the industry. And if somebody disagrees with that, then I try to provide satisfaction to the people. I'll accept what they say and refund their money. We're all about satisfaction here.
I know that. So what kind of doses are applicable for performance? How much colostrum should a person take for performance value, and should it be taken daily or only on the days that you train? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I see a lot of work out there, and it's with 60 grams, which is just a massive amount of colostrum if it's high quality, undenatured colostrum. And it varies down to, say, 20 grams. In my personal experience, for people who aren't world-class athletes, about the most I ever recommend is six grams.
Really?
But I know a lot of people, yeah, I know a lot of people will take 20 of it because the results may be a little more pronounced. But they're, you know, in most of the world, there are financial considerations. And you do start, with a high-grade colostrum, you start to get some diminishing returns at about 6 grams. So someone with the ability and want to maximize the benefits as far as athletic performance goes. Yeah, I think 20 would be reasonable, but I think 60 is way over the top. And in fact, I would be more prone to, you know, say use 20 or 30, and then if you want 75 grams of total dairy proteins, use a high grade WPC for the balance, for the nutritional
right
part.
And so do you think that it's wise to take colostrum daily, or do you think that if you're using it specifically for performance value, is it better to take it, like, say, with your, we know post-workout meals are a critical meal, so take it post-workout, let's say?
I think it's important to take it daily, and when you do so, that kind of mitigates the need for the massive amounts, too, on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Because it has some sort of cumulative effect, so to speak.
I'm here to sell colostrum, but we're here to provide value and satisfaction, and those are my true thoughts. Often I recommend only 6 grams, even to relatively high-performing athletes.
Okay.
But I know a lot of them take 20 and report tremendous results.
Well, I'm one of those guys. I want to take 20 to 30 grams a day. And obviously, for somebody like me, a single jar of Extra Edge is going to, if I take it just on training days, it'll probably last me a month. But if I want to take it more frequently, it won't. So you've been kind enough to make a special offer to my audience, and I want to announce this. So those of you who really want to dig deep into colostrum for its value. And we, you know, Del Musa has talked about colostrum. Rob Regish has talked about colostrum. We've heard about colostrum forever. We now have a colostrum product. Everybody should be using colostrum along with your whey protein of choice. There's no doubt about its benefits from a performance standpoint, from a health standpoint, from a GI tract standpoint. It's also good for the digestive system. But for those of us who want to take more, Mark is doing something that he's never done before. You could buy a kilo for $200. A kilo of this fantastic colostrum for $200. The way they would do that, Mark, is to go to the website and order four bottles of the Extra Edge. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Or would they have to call you to get this discount? Because that's a $10 discount per bottle. It's a $40 discount for the entire order.
Right. I don't know if we can set up a coupon code or not, but they're welcome to call. And one thing about when you call here, you're welcome to speak to me, and you can tell me anything, good, bad, indifferent. I'm here, and we'll work through it.
Okay, so for those of you who want to go ahead and try it for the first time, if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad, you'll be able to buy a bottle of Extra Edge colostrum and also get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and this really cool little battery-operated portable mixer, which is actually like taking a little blender, not a blender, but a little hand mixer with you. And for those of you who are already committed to colostrum and you know that it works and you want an amazing offer on high-quality, best colostrum in the world, you can buy a kilo for $200. You're probably better off calling the folks over at, and we're going to give them the Procoba number. It's 800-634-5229. You guys are in Wisconsin, right? Fenimore, Wisconsin, which, you know, Wisconsin is the dairy capital of the world. And we're a better place to be located. Now, that's another thing. If your colostrum company is located in Arizona, chances are they don't have their own cows. No, that's not necessarily true. But really, Wisconsin is known for dairy. So let's get the dairy from the place that is known for making the best dairy. But anyway, 800-634-5229, you can get a kilo of colostrum, which I can tell you that I will be buying because I want to use 20 grams a day. And I want to see what the real benefits are. If I did that consistently for a few months, on top of what I already do now. And if you're one of those guys, then you can get a kilo right there. We are going to have you back on the show, Mark, to get deeper into some of the science research. I just wanted to introduce you to the audience, and I want the audience to know that Mark did not come to us to reach this audience. I came to him because I wanted the best colostrum product for this audience because I already believe in colostrum, but how do you get the best? That's the question. Well, we've taken all the heavy lifting out of the equation for you. It is produced by Immunodynamics, and the product is called Percoba. By the way, Percoba is actually three words put together. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance. And what that comes from, I alluded earlier to my father's empirical work, where the first milking was much more consistently beneficial. And the ratios of various bioactive components change from first to second to third milking out to milk. And that's what it stands for, is the balance of components of colostrum, true colostrum that was produced prior to birth. Carl, I got two other points, though, before
please,
we leave.
Please, go ahead.
We were talking about things that separate colostrum companies. We had went through first milking, handling of raw materials. We also have the most strenuous QC of our raw materials. We collect in the smallest containers in the industry. I mean, they come from a single cow. And we inspect each of those containers for 5 to 7 parameters. In the industry, even though we have the highest level of training, and we appreciate our farmers because they are dairy pros, and they know what good colostrum is, but we still reject the highest percentage in the industry where some other companies, it's in-house, it's just going to be used. We pool, instead of pooling into one tank, we're pulling into 8 tanks, and it gives us tremendous feedback to the producers in quality control. And the fourth thing that I have to talk about a bit is processing. It's my true passion, and thankfully I have Mike Helms here now that enjoys it, I think, as much or more than I do. Colostrum's fragile. We work continually on having the best equipment, and we can demonstrate that we denature very little of the bioactivity of the colostrum, and in fact dwarf most of the rest of the industry and our abilities in that regard. It's my favorite thing. I still love it.
Well, I was just going to say, and the truth of the matter is, you're talking, we're listening to a guy whose life, whose family is invested in colostrum. This has been their mission. His dad, I can tell you that he and his family are very, very involved. Mark actually knows about cows. You'll find a lot of people who sell colostrum, they don't even know anything about dairy cows. This is really a colostrum company. This is not a company that sells colostrum. There's a big difference. And this is why I wanted them on this show, because everybody should be using colostrum because it's good for your health and it's good for performance. So you talk about superfoods, colostrum is a superfood. It falls into that class. Mark, I promise we'll have more time, less hiccups, and we'll have you back on, if not next week, the week after. How's that sound?
That'd be great.
Okay, and thank you so much for being a sponsor on the show.
Oh, thank you, Carl. I enjoyed it.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Jeff Colvin join us, and we're going to talk about his new book, Talent is Overrated, and what really separates world-class athletes from everybody else. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Podcast. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. There's so many people out there who think that they are hostages to their genetics. We've talked about this from a health standpoint, but there's a lot of people out there who feel that they just don't have the genetics or the predisposition or some sort of special gift or even the level of talent it takes to participate in a specific sports discipline or anything in life, really, when you come down to it. It's not all about sports, obviously. Well, my next guest has an enlightening insight into this discussion, and he is Jeff Colvin. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Carl. How about you?
Good. First of all, why did you write this book? Why?
I wrote it because it really started out from an article in Fortune magazine, where I worked for a long time, on great performance. And I discovered that there was a huge amount of research on this subject of great performance in sports and every other walk of life. And it hadn't been translated very well. All this research was not well known to most people. And so I wrote an article about it. And I got a response such as I have never received before. And I've written an awful lot of stuff for Fortune. And people called and were highly emotional, so grateful. Some people said they had read the article aloud to their little kids.
Ah.
And you can write an awful lot of articles for Fortune without anybody ever reading them aloud to their little kids. So I knew something was going on here, and I realized it was a topic for a book, and that's why I ended up writing the book.
So do you think is the reason that this struck chords with so many people because so many people wanted to hear, hey, you can, because we've been told since we were kids, you could be president if you want to, you can do this if you want to, and the reality is that as you get older, you realize, well, no, I can't do whatever I want just because I want to. And
right.
Do you think that you reignited that level of hope that people
yes.
may have kind of given up for themselves?
I think you've really put your finger on it. The message, that, and I want to emphasize, this comes out of a tremendous 30 years of scientific research. These are not just my views or my opinions. The message of the research is tremendously liberating because it says that great performance really is available to everybody, to all of us, that you don't need that one in a million gift that you either have or you don't. And people love to hear this message for themselves and for their kids. So that clearly is what struck a chord.
So what did you learn when you started doing this research for the book? Are there limits to this notion that, hey, talent is overrated, you know, you can do it if you want to, or is it real? I mean, I think of people like Muggsy Malone, right? Who would have ever thought that Muggsy Malone could be a professional basketball player when he was a kid? Because he was so
right.
small, right?
Right, yeah, and in the NBA, what was he, 5'6" or something?
A ridiculously little guy. I mean, that was what made him
yeah.
such a character, because he would fly above the heads of guys that had, you know, 3 feet on him, you
right.
know.
Right, right. And actually, he's a great example. I mean, what you learn is that, for starters, all of us carry around very deeply held beliefs about where great performance really comes from. And in fact, we may not even know how deep and strongly held our beliefs are about this. What I learned is that most of what we carry around, what most of us carry around, just isn't right. If somebody asked us, where does great performance really come from, we'd say, well, it comes from hard work. And it's true that the great performers work extremely hard. But there are plenty of others who work extremely hard who are not great performers. So you realize that that's not the whole answer. It's not quite right. We think that the great performers are really smart. Maybe that's where it comes from. And a lot of them do seem to be really smart. But there are also plenty of great performers who clearly, you know, are not really smart, even in areas where you think you have to be. And then, of course, the deepest thing that we all carry around, which is that great performance comes from innate talent. And by that, I mean you're born with it. It's a specific ability that you bring into this world to play tennis or lead an organization or fly a jet or whatever it is. You bring it into this world with you. One in a million have it, and you've either got it or you don't. And what I learned in the research is that none of that is correct.
Well, now let's go back for a second to something you said. One of the questions I have here is intelligence, but not from the standpoint that you would think. I was actually wondering if those who exceed their genetic gifts or even their level of talent, is there a certain, for lack of better terms, ignorance is bliss? Is there a certain level? Do people who are way too intelligent kind of get in their own way, where people who aren't really that intelligent, they kind of believe that they can do things, and so they do them?
Well, that can certainly happen, and we all feel like we've seen that happen with people we may know, right? I don't know if there's research on this, on the specific point that you raised, but it is something that we've all seen. There is research on intelligence sort of at the other end, the idea that maybe you don't need as much as you might think you need.
Right.
For example, there's research on people who are chess players at the level of international master. Now, you and I and everybody thinks that an international master chess player is just about the smartest person on the planet. These are, you know, so brainy you can hardly imagine it. Well, the research found that people in that group include people who have an IQ below 100, that is, below average.
Wow.
They're not super intelligent people. They are super good at playing that one particular game, which they have worked at extremely hard.
And that really is part of the interesting aspect of people who seem to be world-class performers. You know, it goes hand in hand with the idea that they don't get in their own way with overthinking things. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. This is a very, very interesting topic for me, especially. The book is called Talent is Overrated: What Really Separates World-Class Performers from Everybody Else. You can get it at Amazon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more with Jeff Colvin.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Jeff Colvin. We're talking about his new book, Talent is Overrated. I'm glad to hear that. There's hope for me. What is deliberate practice?
Well, I'll tell you, that's the big question. It's the big question, and it's the big answer. That is what all of the world's great performers in any field seem to have in common. It is something that they all do, and it's whether sports, physical, music, business, whatever. This is what the great performers all seem to do, and they do a lot of it. And it's called, the researchers who first discovered all of this call it deliberate practice. It's a very specific thing, and it's not what most of us do when we think we're practicing. I discovered, for example, that what I do at the driving range at the golf course is a pathetic example of deliberate practice. It's actually pretty simple, but it's very specific. It is activity that is designed expressly for you, nobody else, at this moment of your development. So that means it's going to change as you get better.
Mm.
The second thing is it constantly pushes you just beyond your current ability. It doesn't try to push you way beyond your current ability, because then you'll just be lost. And it doesn't let you operate within your current ability, because then you won't grow. It is constantly pushing you just beyond what you can do right now. It can be repeated at high volume. it turns out that high repetition is really important. And the researchers didn't know when they said this that brain science would later explain why high repetition is important, but it's important. And the final thing is it includes continuous feedback. You can't get better at anything if you don't know how you're doing. So one way or another, you've got to have constant feedback that is telling you how you're doing. And that's what it is. The best performers in this world do a lot of that. In fact, they, in some fields, do hours of that a day for years. And that's what makes them into the world's greatest performers.
I have to imagine the feedback has to be coming from outside of yourself, whether it be in the case of a powerlifter. You know, if he can bench press 600 pounds when last time he was bench pressing 590, then there's some external feedback. But in a lot of other sports, it requires someone else's eyes interpreting what you're doing, right?
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Most of us are not really qualified to provide our own feedback or to design our own practice. We need just what you said, somebody else observing us from the outside who can look at it, A, with a separate set of eyes, and B, objectively. You know, and even for lifters, there's a matter of form that, you really want somebody else to see you do it to make sure that you're not making any mistakes on form and so forth. So you really do need somebody else in almost all cases.
Where does passion fall into all this? Or is passion even important?
Yeah, it is. It's extremely important, and I'll tell you why. Deliberate practice, by its nature, is not easy. In fact, it can be really hard because, remember, part of it is constantly being pushed just beyond what you can do. Well, what that means is you are constantly trying to do things that you can't quite do.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, by definition, you are going to make mistakes. You are going to have failures constantly because that's the center of this. Okay, well, that's hard. You know, the researchers in their way said it is not inherently enjoyable. Now, it turns out that some people do get to like it, actually, but it is fundamentally and by definition hard. And so a big question that comes up in all of this study, all of this research is, why does anybody do it? Why does anybody put themselves through this, sometimes for hours a day, for years on end? And the answer is what you just asked about. It's passion. And that is something that develops over time. But if you don't have that, then, and you don't think you're getting there, then, you know, probably you need to look inside yourself and say, what am I passionate about?
Mm.
What will I pursue? To the extent
I know I'm about to oversimplify things, and whenever you do that, you get in trouble. But could it be said that the difference between someone who applies deliberate practice successfully and someone who applies it unsuccessfully is that one does not have the adequate or their passion is misaligned for the practice?
I don't think it's oversimplifying at all. In fact, there's a lot to that. There's even more to it than you may suspect, because it is possible for two people to go through the same deliberate practice activities and for one to get much better than the other. And there is research on this, and it shows that it's not just what's going on the outside, what you are doing. It's also what's going on the inside, in your brain. In other words, while you're doing whatever it is you're doing, are you focused? Are you intensely, mentally focused on getting better? There's research that shows some people are and some people aren't, even though they appear to be doing exactly the same thing. And the ones who are focused on getting better, guess what? They get better a lot more and a lot faster than the others. In fact, a lot of the greatest performers say the most exhausting thing about practice is not the physical aspect, even in very physical pursuits. It's the mental exhaustion.
Yeah, right. And there have been good studies that show that physical fatigue actually starts at the brain.
Yes.
And we see this, there's a device that they use, in labs when they're doing laboratory work with humans on muscular output. And it's some sort of a pulse magnetic device that they place on the head, almost like a crown. And it actually reduces the inhibition that is built into the brain to protect the body. But this inhibition or this ability to disinhibit actually comes with some risks, obviously. But if you are constantly overreaching and pushing yourself, you know, you develop tolerances to the potential dangers of this. But when they take a guy and let's say they have him doing a leg extension and he's struggling against the weight, and then they put this little device on the head and they say, now do a leg extension, and the weight comes up within a nanosecond and the guy is amazed that his leg could do that. They realize that it's his level of inhibition that is keeping him from performing that exercise to the maximum capacity of strength that he can develop. And we see this all the time. Just this week, Alisa, who's a co-host, my co-host on the Friday show, the audience knows who the lovely and talented Alisa is, was doing hip thrusts with weight she had never used before. And it was actually, she recognized it was actually her fear of the movement that kept her from doing it. Because then when I challenged her and said, come on, you can do it, and she pushed the weight up. And then all of a sudden, that plateau was now the leaping step for the next plateau.
Right. It's quite amazing, isn't it? And of course, you're right, and you're highly aware of this, that the research on it is fairly clear, and it's in many cases it's visualizing. I'm sure you've done a lot on this, but simply trying an exercise that you think you can't do and then trying it again after visualizing yourself doing it sometimes makes a huge difference. The brain is enormously powerful in this.
And we have done shows on visualization. Before we go into the break, I want to throw one other thing up here that just kind of punctuates what we're talking about here. I had Brooks Kubik on the show not too long ago, and we were talking about the early powerlifting record holders. And there was a period of time where an 800-pound bench press was thought to be impossible for the human condition. Bones would snap, your joints would collapse, and everything else along with it until... And I forget who the first person was to bench press 800 pounds. And I want to say it was Tommy Kono, but I think that's who I assumed, and Brooks corrected me before. But there's something that happens when someone breaks a plateau. There is kind of like that 100th monkey phenomenon where now everybody goes, wow, this is achievable. So now I have to try 810. It's right. The human being didn't get stronger over the past 30 years, but yet the bench press is now at 1100 pounds. And so you have to realize that it's your level to believe that someone did that that affects your disinhibition to go, I might be able to do that myself. And then the practice that we're talking about, driven by the passion to achieve it, that allows you to suppress the inhibition to a level where you just let your body do something that it could have done 20 years ago, but we needed somebody to break that record 20 years ago first to believe we could get here today.
Yep. Isn't it incredible? And of course, you probably know this, but it was exactly the same thing with the 4-minute mile.
Right.
Nobody did it in the history of humanity, and as soon as Roger Bannister did it for the first time, several other people did it within a year.
So just imagine if we didn't have to wait for somebody else to break a record, right. If we believed we could break it ourselves so wholeheartedly that our passion drove the deliberate practice, and all of a sudden we would find out that, oh my gosh, and you know what that, and not to sound cliche-ic, but it just makes me wonder what the human body is really truly capable of as we take these baby steps to pushing it to its limits.
Right. And exactly what you're talking about, comes up in every other field as well. It turns out that preconceptions people had about what was humanly possible are constantly falling away. It turns out that people who pursue the deliberate practice in these fields are able to do things that were simply not thought to be possible. We don't know what the limits are. We honestly don't.
I know. It's really exciting, isn't it? I'm really excited. If you could see big stupid grin I have on my face as you were saying that. I was thinking, my gosh, I mean, we really don't have any clue. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Jeff Colvin about his book, Talent is Overrated. This is a must-have book for anybody out there. I'm going to talk why a little bit deeper when we come back. It's not all about athletic performance. I want to talk about a research paper that I bought back in 2008 that'll speak to this. You can get the book at Amazon.com. Let me rephrase that. Go get the book at Amazon.com. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Jeff Colvin. We're talking about his book, Talent is Overrated. You know, I bought a business-related paper, a research paper in 2008, Jeff, and it was called The Fit Consumers in the U.S. Study. It was produced by a company in Manhattan called Packaged Facts.
Yes.
And they looked at individuals in the United States who, A, went to the gym an average of 3 times a week or more, B, participated in sports whenever possible. These were the two characteristics that they used to drive this particular group of people, which make up just under 50 million people in the United States.
Right.
What they found that's really intriguing to me is that, first of all, this group of people controls the largest amount of household income of any subset of the population in the country, over $2.2 trillion according to 2008 standards. That's trillion with a T. And so the interesting thing about this study that really, really floored me was the level of income that an individual earned each year was directly related to how frequently they went to the gym. So in other words, people who went to the gym three times a week, let's just say for lack of better, earned $100,000 a year. People who went four times a week earned $150,000 a year. People who went five times a week earned $175,000 a year. And people who went six times a week earned $200,000 a year, which made me scratch my head and start thinking, well, you know, the old chicken and egg analogy here. Is it the fact that they're dedicated to training, does that discipline translate to other areas of their business life? Or because they are so driven in business, do they then drive themselves at the gym as well? But at the end, analysis, it doesn't matter. What we do know is people who are highly driven in everything that they do.
Right. Right. I mean, it's exactly right. And it is quite striking. And I'm very interested to hear about the study because I didn't know about it. Although I have seen studies that I'm sure you've read about them also that look at, for example, marathoners who on the whole are much more prosperous than the population overall. And it's exactly what you say. These are people who have learned that pushing yourself constantly, pushing yourself just beyond what you think you can do, improves performance. And it's very consistent with all the research on great performance, which is that, you know, fundamentally, it's the same thing, no matter what field you're in. You know, whether you fly fighter jets or do brain surgery or play the violin or play football, it's fundamentally the same thing. It's quite striking. And that study that you're looking at, I think, is just further evidence.
Yeah, no doubt. What is there? Okay, so is there any way to develop passion if you don't already have it, or yeah, realign passion in the appropriate direction to complement your goal?
I'll tell you, that's a really important question, and I have to say that's where the research needs to go further. They haven't done too much work on that, but a few things are clear. I guess the most important one is that passion seems to develop. In other words, very few people are really extraordinarily passionate about any particular activity if they haven't done much of it. And that stands to reason. You know,
right.
Why would you be passionate? How would you know whether this is something you love? And what typically happens, the usual story of somebody who gets to be really good, is that when they start out, you know, they're not sure that they're going to love this, but if it's a field that, you know, where things are working out for them, the passion will develop. And then there comes the typical story is initially the person is doing whatever they're doing for somebody else. If it's a little kid who's being started early in music or sports, they're doing it for their parents. If it's somebody who's doing something professionally, they're doing it for their boss. And then a moment arrives, and it's amazing how the great performers often can recall this exact moment when suddenly they internalize it. They're not doing it for somebody else anymore. They are doing it for themselves. They have developed the passion that is going to drive them from then on. So that's what we know. We could know a lot more, but that's what we know.
Well, and so, and I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm thinking about my own personal journey in life, and I'm thinking about other people's journeys that I've heard about.
Yep.
And obviously, some level of success is required
right,
to develop passion, number one. But I'm wondering if passion also requires either the need or desire for acceptance or acknowledgement. So, in other words, they do something, they do it well, they achieve, mom and dad smile, they make a big fuss, and then as they play more of this sport, it goes outside the circle of mom and dad, and they have fans, and they get a certain level of self gratification and self worth from what they see in other people's responses, and that kind of pairs with their desire to achieve more, and that kind of drives passion. So a certain level of early success followed with or in concert with the acknowledgement of their success.
Yep, that's exactly right. And in fact, one thing that the researchers have found is that the great performers frequently, not always, but frequently, start out in kind of small settings, maybe in a small town or a small school or something like that, because they can be, it's easier to be a standout performer in that environment.
Right.
And so they get just what you're talking about. They get the early success, the early approval that makes them more motivated for doing the work that will make them still better. And then they move up into bigger environments where they have to compete against better opponents. And then that drives them further, because then they see that, oh, my gosh, it's possible to be much better than I even knew, because look at these folks whom I'm up against. And so, and it really does become a virtuous circle, because the early success will, A, motivate them to work harder, get them attention as well, and it will often then attract better coaches or teachers or whatever it is that is relevant in their field. And then, of course, that makes them better yet, and on they go.
And the bottom line is, it's a lifelong process no matter what. No matter what you're doing. You know what? I jokingly say, I've been on the air for 9 years now, and I've received some level of acceptance from the audience and some level of success. And I always joke and say, I'm an overnight success, because people who are just learning about me were like, oh wow, this guy, I'm an overnight success. It only took me 9 years, and I'm not even where I need to be yet. So the other thing is that I have to believe that, people who are, world class at whatever they do also subscribe to deferred gratification. They can see, they are patient. They have realistic, time references, they are patient, and they recognize deferred gratification, that someday I will be there. And so as opposed to somebody who's like, if I can't do this year, then I'm going to move on and do something else. That plan B is not available for the person who is world-class at whatever they do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There is a tremendous understanding or acceptance of deferred gratification. You know, I'm going to do the work now, I'll get the reward later. And there is also, they get satisfaction. They get some kind of inner reward simply from doing the activity.
Yeah.
In other words, yes, there are these goals out there, but if they're big goals, they may be quite distant. And, it's hard to keep yourself driven by a goal that you know may be years and years in the future. And so these great performers often develop to a point where they're getting some satisfaction simply from doing the activity. You know, the reward is great, but they are getting rewarded simply by doing the activity, and that seems to help a lot too.
Because that makes the journey enjoyable. And because quite often the journey takes a lot longer than the time you spend at the destination once you arrive.
Yeah, so. That's exactly right. And of course, for a lot of people, as you were saying earlier, there isn't really a destination, right? They're just going to keep doing that.
Right.
It's not as though they want to achieve something and then they can quit. They're just going to keep doing this. Their goal is simply to keep getting better.
Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Jeff Colvin. We're talking about his book, Talent is Overrated. This is a really great book, and it's a great book not just for those of us who
are into physical culture and like to perform a certain way in the gym. But this is a great book for life in general, because you can apply these strategies and techniques to anything, your career, your family life, and more importantly, help teach these things to your children now. Start doing these things with your children now, so that they have the wherewithal that when they set their sights on something that they want to be the best that they possibly can be, you will have already endowed them with the tools for that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Jeff Colvin. We're talking about his new book, Talent is Overrated, What Really Separates World-Class Performers from Everybody Else. So, Jeff, do you think that this notion that we can actually teach and learn this technique is possible, or does it really come down to something else that we haven't been able to put our finger on yet?
Well, there's no doubt, and I mean there's no doubt, that people can be taught to do this, and that anyone can apply it. And really, the question is, how far down this road do you want to go? In other words, we know what the road to being world-class, truly world-class great is. And the question that we all have to answer for ourselves, and we have to answer honestly, is how far down that road do we want to go? Because the truth is that if you want to become the greatest in the world, we all say that. We all think that would be
right.
If you want to go, if you want to be truly the greatest in the world, you're going to have to give up a lot. It isn't, you know, I'm not giving anything away for free here. I'm not telling you it's easy. It's hard. And some people will decide they don't want to go that far. You know, they don't want to give up everything they would have to give up to become the best in the world. And that's okay, as long as you have asked the question and answered it honestly.
This is a really, really good point, and it's an important point. So many people want to do things, not necessarily even be the best in the world at it.
Yeah.
And they talk about it. They talk about it often, but they never put that first foot forward. And the reason is deep down inside, they really aren't willing to put the work in that they know is needed. And, and you know, some authors will write about this as the fear of success. I don't think it's the fear of success. I think it's the fear of the realization of the hard work that has to be put forth.
Right.
Because we'd all take success if it would fall in our laps like the lottery, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem for those people you're talking about is they haven't really faced it honestly.
Right.
Yeah, they haven't acknowledged what they're doing. And there's nothing, you know, well, there's a story in the book about the three sisters in Hungary who were raised by their parents to be great chess players. And they were raised exactly according to the principles of deliberate practice that I have described. And in fact, they all became world champion chess players. They became three of the greatest chess players of either sex there have ever been.
Wow.
And one of them, at the age of about 21 or 22, suddenly gave it all up. And when she was asked why, she said, it isn't that chess was too much for me. It was too little. In other words, she wanted a life. She wanted to, you know, have a family and stuff and have some life that was other than chess. And you can't blame her. You know, that's fine. If that's what she wanted, then she faced it honestly and she made the decision. And that's ultimately what we all have to do.
Did you actually interview a lot of people who have had success in their lives for the book?
Oh, sure.
Any athletes that we would recognize the names of here in the United States? Because we have listeners all over the world, but I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, probably not athletes that you would know well, but there's a lot of research on some of them, which is actually even better than, you know, my having talked to them. And actually, Tiger Woods is one of the greatest examples you'll ever find.
Right.
You know, all the research says that cumulative lifetime hours of deliberate practice is the best indicator of how successful a person will be. And here's a guy who was started at the age of 2 by his father. You know, so it was considered a miracle when he won the Masters tournament at age 21. But in fact, he had had 19 years of deliberate practice at that point. He had more cumulative lifetime hours than anybody else out there.
Wow. I never realized that. That's amazing.
And now, and of course, yeah, and he's adding more all the time.
That's amazing. How long has the book been available now?
Oh, it's actually been, look, people keep discovering the book. The truth is it's been out for a few years now.
Really?
Yeah. And it is quite amazing. It just keeps selling because people keep discovering it, which, you know, is just wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, and so many people have desires and wants for things, whether they be in a sports discipline, in their business life, in their family life, whatever. And, you know, I mean, this book is a really, really good book to help you at least become focused on the key attributes and the key steps that need to be taken. And you may not want to be the world's best at something, but you just want to be better than you are right now.
And
you can use this book with honesty and use this book to help you get that level of success.
Because the the big message is you can be better. You can be much better than you ever even imagined you could be.
Yeah, I like this. And you know what? This is uplifting. This book instills hope, and it's a fantastic book. And you can get it at Amazon.com. And I think this is a must-read for anybody out there. The book is called Talent is Overrated, What Really Separates World-Class Performers from Everybody Else. I like books that instill hope. I really, really do.
Yeah. No, thank you. And, you know, it really does. That's what I've heard from so many people. By the way, you asked about athletes that I interviewed and so forth. This came after the book. But just a few days ago, I met Gary Player.
Really?
One of the greatest golfers who ever lived. And man, here is A, an inspiration, and B, a perfect example of what the book is about. Gary Player is 78 years old. He told me that he used to do 1,000 sit-ups a day. Now he does 1,200. He is constantly pushing himself. And while your body will do some things that, you know, force you to cut back eventually, he told me that he is today squatting 250 pounds.
Right.
He used to do 325 when
right.
he was playing golf.
And we talked about him on this show because this show is devoted. One of the important prescriptions for longevity and health is heavy resistance training, and the majority of Americans don't want to hear that, and that's fine.
Right.
But
right.
we talked about him because when he was squatting 300 pounds back then, they were saying this guy won't be around long, never mind in golf, but just in general. I mean, you know, and not only did he use that strength to propel himself in golf, but in my humble opinion, it's the reason why he's still so strong at this age.
Oh, clearly. And, of course, he totally believes that. And he will point out that while he won all four of the major tournaments in his playing days at some point during his career, on the senior tour, they also have four major tournaments. And he's the only guy who has won all four of those major tournaments on the senior tour as well. And, of course, he believes it absolutely because he's maintained the training for his whole life.
You know what? When I first started doing this show almost 9 years ago, I used to close, for the first 2 years, I used to close every show by saying, muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. Because I so strongly believe that strength, and then studies were published that show that the strongest individuals do live the longest. And it's if you use critical thinking skills, when they talk about strong organisms that are resistant to this and resistant, they're strong. So being strong in human, for the human condition, strength begets other strengths within the body, tolerances and so on. And it's so nice to hear somebody like him who has lived that way and is proving the point. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
He is one of the greatest inspirations you'll ever see. And by the way, if you met him, and somebody told you that he was 52 years old, you'd say he's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's 78.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He's good for 62 and he's 7. That's great. I love that. Listen, Jeff, I want to thank you so much. I know you're a busy guy, for taking time to come on the show. And I hope that everybody in my audience picks up this book. You know, I have an old saying, if you buy a book, regardless of what you pay for it, and you get one trick out of it, you get one thing out of it that you can actually integrate into your life and make your life better, then that book was a fantastic sale. I bet you'll get five or six good things that not only will help you, but help your children and other people in your family as well. It's a fantastic book. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Carl. It was a real pleasure.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we will wrap up the show.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000-plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
on Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I have to apologize to those of you listening live for all the mix-ups at the beginning of the show with phone lines and all that sort of stuff. And obviously, those of you listening to the podcast, it will be edited out, so you get the benefits of not having to sit through the long music break as we were trying to get Mark Burton back on the phone. Just want to remind you that Percoba, Extra Edge Colostrum, if you can get a jug of Extra Edge Colostrum plus a bottle of colostrum lozenges plus a handy little battery-operated mixer. That's really cool. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad for Percoba. Colostrum should be an important part of your dietary intake for performance and health. And now we have the single best colostrum product on the market today available to the audience at a fantastic price. And those of you who already like colostrum and you want to leverage this, you can get a kilo of it for $200, but you'll have to call Percoba to actually take advantage of that. And their toll-free number is 800-634-5229. Just mention Superhuman Radio, and you'll get that. Also want to thank Jeff Colvin for coming on and talking about his new book. And I love books like this because they're books that instill hope, and they're books that actually help people. They not only necessarily point out an issue, but they deliver solutions, easy-to-apply solutions. And you can get that at Amazon.com. Talent is Overrated. Fantastic book. I love it. I think I'm going to get copies for my children, too, to be honest with you. I want to thank everybody for listening today. And as always, we'll see you again. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. But the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.